Today's Warm 101.3. Question for both of you. And I know the answer to this is yes, so don't lie to me. Do you guys have, let's start with Nikki, B-list friends? And you know what I mean by that,
ooh,
don't you?
Like, ooh.
You know what it is, right? B-list friends? Like
the second tier?
Yes, the second tier. Okay, that you call or get together with when no one else is around or something.
I mean,
I can tell by your silence. Like,
maybe more so back in when I was younger, you know?
Yeah, I get that. Christy?
I don't.
You don't have B-list?
No.
Because
They're all A-list?
You got, well, yeah. She's got her crazy eights. So
yeah.
She hangs with the crazy eights.
Yes. Yeah. And then a few other ones and my sister. And if you're not part of that, I don't see you.
Yeah.
Because I'm busy.
Okay.
Well, at least I used to be. I'm not anymore now that Nate tore his ACL. In fact,
right.
I was just at the party for the Bills. The Hollywood's parents had a little get-together, and everyone's like, oh, my God. As soon as that happened, I thought, I'm going to see Christy again.
Oh, God.
Like, but not for a good reason.
Yes,
but,
right.
But we're still happy to see you.
Yeah, right. But, yeah, people have, and here's the thing, B-list friends, which, I mean, basically, yes, there are people you get together with once in a while, and you don't feel like you have to share everything. It's just a, you know, it's a little pleasant thing. But I also kind of think about this. Now, not so much for you, Nikki, because you've only been married a couple of years, but go back to your wedding pictures, Christy, and myself. And how many of those people in your wedding party or at your party do you see today? And I will tell you, the answer is
one.
Right.
My sister.
Your sister. Okay, that's what it is.
Whoa.
That's what it is. Okay.
And as far as coworkers, you.
Me. That's it.
Warm 101.3.